Good morning, everybody, and happy Monday and happy December. Scott Morozik here with you in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. So there will be a pop-up free food giveaway today. The distribution starts at 11 a.m. at the Vassar Eagles, and that's at 651 State Road in Vassar. The distribution of free food from the Food Bank of Eastern Michigan is done on a first-come, first-served basis as supplies are limited. During Cass City School District's Board of Education meeting, the evaluation of Superintendent Allison Zimba was announced. Zimba was evaluated as being effective, which is the highest ranking an administrator can receive. Under Michigan's Department of Education regulations, teachers and administrators are evaluated on their performance. The evaluation process takes in several factors and complicated regulations. After reviewing an administrator's performance, the board assigns the administrator with a rating of effective, minimally effective, or ineffective. Zimba has served as superintendent since 2021, when she replaced Jeff Hartel, who retired after 11 years with the district. Before being selected to head up the district, Zimba had served as the district's chief financial officer since 2015. And it may be so commonplace to you that you don't give it a second thought, or perhaps you are very conscious of a yellow light when driving and will heed its warning to stop. It's likely there are only two types of drivers, so which one are you? Casually, many, whether they admit it or not, would be just to cruise through a yellow light before the dreaded red. So many of us commit this traffic transgression that is it has a name, the Michigan Yellow. The concept came up recently on the Lansing subreddit for Reddit site. The concept of a Michigan Yellow is that drivers will take a few seconds of time after the light turns red to complete their pass through the intersection. The poster claims it is real and it is part of the culture. It's likely the road culture of the state of Michigan, or even more likely, drivers everywhere. The question becomes, if the Michigan Yellow is a thing, how many seconds of red light running are you allowed? Legally, of course. The answer is none.
Most elves have pointy shoes. I have four paws.
Ho, ho, ho! Pallet, how's my favorite helper making the season shine?
You see, Santa, my person's a veteran. Some days, her skies turn gray. So I add the purple of laughter, the blue of courage, and the happy hue of joy.
Ho, ho, painting the world brighter.
Help paint the picture. Dogsinc.org.
Deeming her a menace to society, a judge sent a Bay City parolee back to prison for drunkenly killing a woman in a crash and then fleeing the scene. In doing so, he exceeded her advisory guidelines, dubbing her conduct, quote, heartless and unacceptable. Saginaw County Circuit Judge Darnell Jackson, on Monday, November 24th, sentenced 46-year-old Bobby Joe Shively to 20 to 40 years in prison, due to Shively having been on parole when she killed Melissa M. Wood, 37, in August of 2024. The judge gave her no credit for time served in the local jail. And President Donald Trump says he'll release the results of his MRI test that he received in October. During an exchange with reporters as he traveled back to Washington from Florida yesterday, he said, "If you want to have it released, I'll release it." He said the results of the MRI were, quote, perfect. The White House has so far declined to detail why he had an MRI during his physical last month or on what part of his body. Trump added Sunday that he has, quote, no idea on what part of his body he got the MRI. And that's your news update for this hour. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.